All right, this is Jay Stu, and once again, I'm coming to you from the lovely cafeteria at Seidel. I've been asked to do the Valentine's Day podcast from here this year, so I'm going to ask different people random questions as they approach the table. We have our first victim. It's our good friend Jay. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. So happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you.
So I'm going to ask you some Valentine's Day-related questions.
All right.
Maybe some Olympic stuff, too, since that's also going on.
Okay.
Do you have any big Valentine's Day plans this year?
No, not at the moment, actually. Maybe just do undetermined dinner and, yeah, you know, just take it easy. Sometimes those are the best kind.
Cool. Now, since we're a geek-related show, I will ask you, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Oh,
or a chick flick, as we call them.
Favorite chick flick, eh?
Or chick flick you've been dragged to that wasn't too bad.
Well, I hate to say it, it's kind of a guilty pleasure, but I actually enjoyed Titanic back in the day.
Okay.
Sad to admit it, but I like it.
Oh, that's all right, man. We don't judge here at We Got the Geek.
It's good to know.
All right. Now, do you have a favorite fictional couple on TV or movies or whatnot?
You'll appreciate this. I always like Superman and Lois Lane.
See, that was going to bring me to my next question, actually.
Ah.
So, recently, Superman's hooked up with Wonder Woman.
Yes.
So, do you think he's better suited for Wonder Woman or Lois?
I actually always kind of like the dynamic with Lois, just because they always wrote her being kind of tough. So,
yeah.
It's kind of neat having somebody with no powers who's tough, spirited, and,
yeah.
You know, it's, yeah, Wonder Woman's probably more like an equal, but, I mean, I'm enjoying the spin on it, but always enjoyed the dynamic better with Lois.
You know eventually he'll be back with Lois anyhow.
Oh, yeah. Usually works out that way.
That's cool. Well, I want to thank you for taking part in the lovely podcast. And
you're welcome.
Help yourself some candy and be listening for your segment when we post this.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks, Jay.
You're welcome.
All right, we are back here at the table. We have Adam here. He's our next victim. I'm going to ask you some questions, and you can take some candy as well, man.
All right.
So, do you have any big Valentine's Day plans?
Just jamming. Band practice, that's it.
Nice. Nice. You like superheroes.
Yes, I do.
If you could hook up with a superhero on Valentine's Day, who would it be?
See, I don't think she's a superhero, but it'd be Jessica Rabbit.
Close enough.
I mean, she looks like a superhero. But I would have to say, when it comes to superheroes, just Wonder Woman.
Oh, of course.
The whole Amazon thing going
on. Use that whole lasso on you?
Yeah, exactly. Or I'd have to use it on her.
Ah, there you go. Now, you like music.
Yes,
obviously,
sir.
You're a musician. What's your favorite ballad? Do you have one?
Favorite ballad?
I've heard you singing a bunch of.
I'm going to say
years.
Love Lift Us Up Where We Belong by Joe Cocker. And I can't remember the lady in that song.
Jennifer Warnes.
It was.
1982.
Right. Thank you.
From the Officer and a Gentleman soundtrack.
That's right. Eh?
I don't know why I know that, but I'm not proud of it. Not proud of it at all. So the Olympics are going on right now as well.
Yeah.
I probably know the answer to this one, but what's your favorite Olympic event?
I see hockey.
Of course.
It's got to be hockey, right?
Of course. And which superhero do you think would crush it at the Olympics?
I say Wolverine.
He
can't break his bones, right?
That's true. He might cheat, though.
That, too.
Cool. All right, man. Well, thanks for taking part.
Anytime, man. Thanks.
Help yourself to candy. Have a great day. And happy Valentine's Day, sir.
You too, buddy. I'm doing with your spouse.
Thank you.
And the family, actually.
Well, we've finally done it. After all these Seidel events, we finally got Angela to agree to some questions. And I'm going to give you some questions right from our very own geek survey, actually, which we do sometimes on a weekly basis. So what is your favorite movie, actually?
It's Tron Legacy.
Okay.
And Jeff Bridges is the main actor, and I've loved that movie for so long since it came out. Saw in theaters, it was really good.
Cool. That's the one we actually like hearing your answer more than the favorite movie. What's your least favorite movie? The biggest piece of crap you ever saw? Movie you wasted your money on? 2 hours of your life you'll never get back?
Oh, that's a hard one. I can't even think of one right now.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
For me, it would be Batman and Robin.
That wasn't that okay. That one was okay. I mean, I don't watch movies that well. I mean, I watch movies, but I don't really critique movies that
much.
So.
I like most movies, but once in a while there's a terrible one, like Harold and Kumar's Christmas.
That, okay, that one was bad.
Okay, Twilight, yeah. Okay. So if someone was going to play you in a movie, who would you want to play in?
I know this sounds really funny, but I think Kristen Stewart could actually play me as a character.
Okay.
I'm just weird like that, so.
So if they ever cast the Cytel movie, maybe Kristen Stewart then.
Yep.
Cool. Since we're a geeky show, do you have a favorite superhero?
Do I have a favorite superhero? I like Wolverine. I don't really know if he's a superhero. I guess he's a superhero.
Yeah, he is. He can qualify.
Yeah, I like him. Him
cool.
Or the Man of Steel.
Nice.
Of course.
We're going to be doing a show 3 months late, but we're going to be doing an upcoming show where we do our top 10 movies from 2013. What was your favorite movie from last year?
Wreck-It Ralph.
That was good. And I'm assuming because on Halloween you had a Oz costume on, you like that one too?
Yes, that one was good. Yeah.
Cool.
That was pretty good.
Let's see. I'll ask you a couple from the Valentine's list we're doing today.
Okay.
Is there a favorite romantic movie you've ever seen?
I really have to think about this one.
Cool. See, personally, I would say Die Hard was romantic. He went through all that for his wife.
Titanic.
There you go.
Cliche, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Titanic works.
Yeah, there was enough room on that piece of wood for him, though. I'm
definitely,
just saying.
They could have played cards. They could have played cards until the boat came and rescued them. But
yeah.
That's another story.
Cool. Here's an important question.
Okay.
Recently, a couple celebrities have gotten together, and I wanted to get your opinion on this.
Okay.
So Superman and Wonder Woman have hooked up recently. Is this a good pairing, or should he just stick with Lois Lane?
Honestly, I think it would be Lois Lane. It's been Lois Lane forever.
Cool.
And even in the new movie, it's still Lois Lane, so I think it should stay that way.
All right, cool. Well, thank you for finally being on one of our podcasts. Appreciate it. You didn't do bad. You sounded great. Good answers. So thanks a lot. Happy Valentine's Day.
And same to you.
All right, it's Jace 2 here at the table again. This time I'm with the lovely and talented Lindsay. Hi.
Hi.
So I'm going to ask you some of the Valentine's Day questions we prepared today.
All right.
First of all, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
P.S. I Love You.
Okay.
Always a good one.
Cool.
At the risk of sounding cliche, The Notebook.
Okay. I was waiting for that answer to show up today.
Yeah, you know. Was I the Lisa first?
Yeah, you were the first, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
They were talking about this on the radio today. Ross and Rachel, I guess, as always.
That's always a good one.
Yeah.
Cool.
Who else? Big and Carrie from Sex and the City.
There you go. Nice. Now, the Olympics are also going on this week. Do you have a favorite Olympic event?
Hockey.
Cool. Because we're a geek-related podcast, I will ask, which superhero do you think would cut it at the Olympics or just
Wolverine?
Crush it? Wolverine. Everyone has said that.
He would cut it at everything. He's Wolverine.
Yeah, he can't break bones, and he'd probably cheat.
Yeah, and he's just badass. Can I say that on the radio?
You can say that.
Okay. Okay.
Swear all you want.
All right.
Now, I will ask you about a celebrity couple that's recently gotten together. Get your opinion on it.
Okay.
So Superman's hooked up with Wonder Woman recently.
Oh.
Do you think this is a good idea, or should he just stick with Lois Lane?
No, it's always... She has badass boots. But she's, I'm sorry, Lois Lane, but she's got the whole outfit going on.
Lois Lane needs that that lasso of truth.
Yeah, she does.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you for answering the questions today. Appreciate it, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thanks, Jay.
Oh, you're welcome. All right, we are back, and I'm speaking with...
Tisha.
Hi, Tisha. I'm going to ask you some questions from our very own geek survey that we ask once in a while. Real easy questions, such as, what is your favorite movie?
That's a tough one. Probably Paprika.
Okay. And the one we like hearing the answer more, what's the worst movie you've ever seen? The movie that sucked 2 hours of your life you'll never get back.
as critical as it is to say, I'd have to say Titanic. I mean, I'm just not into that love story.
Yeah, that's, yeah, terrible movie, actually.
Really milked it.
For sure. If someone was going to play you in a movie, who would you want to play?
Could it be me, because I want to make the money from it?
Oh, sure. That's a good answer, actually. No one's ever thought to say that before. I'll ask you a couple from the Valentine's list we're doing today. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
No.
No? Okay. Favorite, I know you hated Titanic, but favorite romantic movie?
Oh, snap. I don't think so, no.
Oh, okay, cool. Candy hearts, good idea or not?
Oh, yeah, good idea. Candy, okay. Anything.
Oh, definitely. And I'll ask you one last question. A couple celebrities have recently gotten together. I'll ask your opinion on that. So Superman and Wonder Woman have hooked up. Is this a good idea, or should you just stick with Lois Lane?
Yeah, I think you should just stick with Lois Lane, you know. Play it safe, keep with what he knows. Wonder Woman's kind of a busy lady, you know.
Well, she's got to tend to that invisible jet, I guess.
Exactly. She's got a lot going on.
All right, cool. Well, thanks for answering the questions. We'll probably have this up on the website in the next couple of weeks. Have a magnet.
Sweet.
And thanks a lot. Happy Valentine's Day. All right, I'm going to ask you a couple Valentine's Day geeky questions. First of all, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
The Ghost.
Oh, that's a good one. It's good. I haven't seen that in forever.
No, I know.
That was a good one. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Not really.
Not really? Okay.
Not really.
Let's see. Do you have a favorite romantic song?
The Way We Were.
Oh, that's a good one. If you could date a superhero, who would you date?
Superman.
Nice, nice. Nothing stopped him except kryptonite.
That's right.
And I'll ask you a couple Olympic questions since they're going on now as well. Do you have a favorite Olympic event?
Yes. Freestyle skating.
Okay, that's a popular one.
Yes.
Oop. And ask you another geeky-related question. What superhero do you think would crush it at the Olympics?
Spider-Man.
He'd be good.
Yeah, because he could swing from the rafters and touch the ice whenever he wanted.
Oh, yes. He would kick ass at the curling, I think.
Oh, that too, yes.
Yeah. Okay, well, thanks very much for answering the questions, and happy Valentine's Day. Have some candy.
Well, thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you very much. All right, we are back, and I am here with...
Briar.
Hi, Briar. Jay. I'm going to ask you some of the questions from our geek survey that we do once in a while.
Okay.
Such as, what is your favorite movie?
Oh, it's a hard one. Drawing a blank.
Okay.
I can't think of one right now.
No problem. Well, then I'll make you think for the next one, too, which is the one we really care about. What's the worst piece of crap movie you've ever seen?
Foo Bar.
Okay.
Yet it's still good.
Cool. If they were going to make a movie about Seitel, who would you want to play you in the movie?
Oh. Probably Snooki from Jersey Shore.
Okay.
She's short.
Cool. Can she act, though?
Probably not. Neither can I.
Oh.
So there you go.
There you go. Nice. Nice. And I'll ask you one more. What's the geekiest thing that you own?
An iPhone.
Fair enough. Okay, cool. Thanks a lot. Happy Valentine's Day. Have some candy.
Woohoo!
Hey, welcome. I am speaking with...
Dan LeLay.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'll ask you a couple questions from our geek survey. Do you have a favorite movie?
I like all the Marvel movies.
Oh, nice, nice. Any you're looking forward to this year in particular?
The number two, Iron Man, the Hulk, and anybody that's out there.
Well, I think Captain America 2 is out in April. Then we got Guardians of the Galaxy later in the year.
Yes, Guardians of the Galaxy sounds awesome.
You can't go wrong with the talking raccoon.
No.
That's going to kick ass. Now, is there a movie you really, really hate?
The Box.
Oh, that was terrible.
It was terrible.
Nice. Now, who would you want to play you if they were making a Seitel movie?
The Rock.
Cool. Cool. And what's the geekiest thing that you own?
Iron Man helmet.
Nice. That's a great answer, actually. And finally, what's the worst sequel idea, Vacation 5 or Naked Gun 4?
I think they should put them both together, and that would be the worst idea ever.
Good answer. Thank you so much. Have some candy, man.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Jay, and I'm speaking with...
Cindy.
Hi, Cindy. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Now, do you have a favorite movie?
I would think Dirty Dancing.
Okay. That's my wife as well. She's the co-host of this show. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Oh, Game of Thrones all the way.
Cool. And what is the geekiest item that you own?
A tablet.
Nice. Nice. If someone was going to play you in a Sitel movie, who would you choose?
That would be Dolly Parton.
Cool. Great. Well, thank you very much for answering the questions. Happy Valentine's Day.
Have some candy.
Hi, who am I speaking with?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica. Nice to meet you. We're going to ask you a couple questions from our geek survey. What's the worst movie you ever saw?
I don't know what it's called. I think the Sausage Nazi. These sausages start flying out of a deep freezer and lock these guys up. I don't remember the name.
That sounds fantastic, actually. I would pay to see
that. I know.
Cool. What's the geekiest item that you own?
Thumbtacks.
Okay. I'll ask you a couple off the Valentine's Day list for the date. Do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Dirty Dancing.
Dirty Dancing? Popular answer.
Yeah.
If there was a superhero you could date, who would you choose?
Superhero? Batman.
Batman. Well, he is a millionaire.
Batman.
And he has those gadgets, I guess. Okay, and do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Fictional couple?
Yeah, from TV or movies or whatever.
No.
No, okay. Cool. Well, it was very nice to meet you. Happy Valentine's Day. Have some candy, and I appreciate it. Hi.
Hi.
And your name?
Jacqueline.
Hi, Jacqueline. Nice to meet you.
You too.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
I'd say Big Fish.
Okay. That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Ewan McGregor.
Yeah.
What's the worst movie you ever saw?
I'm not sure. If I don't really like a movie, then I just turn it off and get through it if I'm not enjoying it.
That's a great idea. That would have helped me out a bunch of times. Do you have a favorite superhero?
Batman.
He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Favorite TV show?
Friends.
Classic.
Yeah.
Ross and Rachel was a popular answer for a fictional couple.
I bet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And geekiest item that you own?
I do own a Batman thermos.
Oh, very nice. Cool. Thanks a lot. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Hi. What's your name, please?
Kim.
Hi, Kim. Nice to meet you. I'll ask you a few questions here. What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie is Green Mile.
Great movie, actually.
Yeah.
And what's the worst movie you ever saw?
Night of the Living Dead.
Nice. Any movies you're looking forward to this year?
The second part of... What is it? Hunger Games, yes.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Now, from the Valentine's Day list, do you have any favorite romantic movies?
Sleepless in Seattle.
Oh, that's a good one, definitely. And do you have a favorite romantic song?
Nope.
Nope, cool. Is there any superheroes you would date?
Never?
Okay. in honor of the Olympics this week, which superhero do you think would crush it at the Olympic Games?
Superhero?
Yeah.
No, none of them could beat our great Canadians.
Good answer. All right, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you, Scrub, too. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hi.
Hi.
What's your name?
Linda.
Hi, Linda. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you some questions from our geek survey. Do you have a favorite movie?
Rocky. Any of the Rocky.
Fantastic. Yeah.
Rocky.
See, I like them all except for the fifth one.
Yeah.
That's the one where they say, if you fight again, you'll die. And what does he do?
Yeah.
He fights again. If someone was going to make a Sitel movie, who would you want to play you in?
Roseanne Barr.
That's hilarious. Thank you.
You're sick, Linda.
Okay, now in honor of Valentine's Day, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Love Story.
Cool. And any favorite romantic songs?
I'm country and western, so.
Lady in Red's good.
Lady in Red?
Yeah.
Okay, Lady in Red.
Lady in Red, okay, cool. Well, thank you very much.
Okay.
It was cool meeting you. Have some candy, and happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Okay. Cool. Hi. Hi, what's your name?
Lady.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'll ask you a few questions here. What's the best movie you ever saw?
Mean Girls.
That's a good one. Did you see Mean Girls 2?
Oh, that was awful.
Okay, I heard it was terrible.
That was awful.
Do you have a worst, a least favorite movie?
Mean Girls 2.
Mean Girls 2. Actually, I should have guessed that. What's the geekiest item that you own?
Like a plaid shirt.
Okay, cool. And from the Valentine's Day list, do you have any favorite fictional couples?
Snooki and Gianni.
Okay,
from
cool.
Jersey Shore.
Nice. And any favorite romantic songs?
No.
No? Okay. Okay. Well, I appreciate you answering the questions, and I hope you have some candy, and
thank
have
you.
A great Valentine's Day.
You too.
Thanks. Hi.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey, Paul. I'm Jay. Nice to meet you. Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Favorite movie of all time?
Yeah.
Let's go with the Indiana Jones Roger.
Definitely. That's my favorite as well, actually.
He's a salesman, too.
Yeah. Well, Raiders is my favorite movie of all time, and then probably Last Crusade is up there as well.
Yeah.
What's the worst movie you ever saw?
Worst movie I ever saw, the only movie I ever actually paid for and walked out on was probably Trapped in Paradise.
Nicolas Cage?
Yeah.
They actually filmed that around here, yeah.
Right up the street from where I grew up, so.
Oh, wow, cool.
Like, I was in the theater and I was like, when is this going to end?
Oh, nice.
Terrible.
Wow. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Favorite TV show, probably Supernatural.
Okay, cool. Now, if they were going to make a Cytel movie, who would you want to play you?
That's a good question. I would pull a Kramer on this one and say I'd like to play myself.
Okay, cool. That's a great answer, actually. And what do you think is the worst sequel idea, Vacation 5 or Naked Gun 4?
Naked Gun 4.
Definitely. Can't do it without Leslie Nielsen.
No.
All right. Well, thanks, man. It was nice meeting you. Have some candy. Happy Valentine's Day. Hi. Thanks for doing the show. Who am I speaking with?
Velma.
Hi. I'm just going to ask you a couple questions from our geek survey.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Yeah, it's a Notebook.
Okay. Popular answer today, actually.
Is it?
Oh, yeah. A few other people have said that.
Yeah.
Is there a terrible movie that you can't stand?
I don't like any... movie where there's blood and guts, so I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah, me neither. Cool. You have a favorite TV show?
Why not?
Okay, cool. Well, here in the cafeteria, I know they play Days of Our Lives every day. If they were going to make a Cytel movie, who would you want to play you in?
Who would you
want to cast as yourself?
As me?
Yeah.
Put down Lori.
Okay.
Tell her that.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day. Have some candy. Nice to meet you. Who am I speaking with?
Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl. Nice to meet you.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite movie?
On Golden Horns.
Okay. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Fictional couple.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Mary and Joseph.
I don't know.
Okay. Well, speaking of couples, recently there's been a couple celebrities that have gotten together. I wanted to get your opinion on that. Superman and Wonder Woman are now seeing each other. Good idea, or should he stick with Lois Lane?
That's an invisible woman.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. And in honor of the Olympics, if a superhero was going to play in the Olympics, who would be a good choice?
Superman.
Okay. Cool. Good answer. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Hi. And your name?
Liz.
Hi. Nice to meet you. Do you have a favorite movie?
Santa.
That's actually a fantastic movie. And they're doing a sequel as well, which is going to be great. any movies you just outright hate?
Super Trooper.
Okay. Do you have a favorite TV show?
Criminal Minds.
Cool. Geekiest item that you own?
My husband.
Oh. That's probably what my wife would answer as well.
Is that a pass?
Yeah, that's actually not a bad answer, though. I consider myself a geek.
Well, he always wants to be the know-it-all.
Oh, okay. And then in honor of Valentine's Day, favorite romantic movie?
Oh, can't you do song?
Sure, that's another question.
Okay, right, Forever and Every Amen.
Oh, cool.
I can do that one.
Randy Travis, I've actually seen him in concert, to be honest.
Me too.
Cool. Yeah, well, thank you very much. Hi, thank you. And your name?
Joanne.
Hi, Joanne. Nice to meet you. In honor of Valentine's Day, do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Romantic movie? True Lies.
Okay, I can see that. Do you have a favorite slow song?
That loving feeling.
Okay. And in honor of this week's Olympics, do you have a favorite Olympic event?
Figure skating.
Oh, cool. And one right off our famous geek survey, is there a movie that you actually can't stand? You've wasted 2 hours of your life watching this? Anything like that?
How long do you have? I can't stand watching.
Any movies you wish
The one with, that Canadian. What's his name? Not Martin Short, the other one.
Dan Aykroyd?
No. What's his name? Oh, they're too geeky guy. I can't even think.
Oh, Eugene Levy.
No. No, I like him. No.
No, he's good.
The other one. He's from north of Toronto. What's his name? Little Short.
Oh, I'm not sure. Rick Moranis?
No. He did Mini-Me.
Oh, Mike Myers.
Oh, it's anything with him.
Okay.
Anything with him.
Nice. Okay, well, I appreciate you answering the question. I hope you have a great Valentine's Day. Candy for you if you'd like.
She wants a green one.
That's good.
Cool. Hi, what's your name?
Mackenzie.
Hi, Mackenzie. Nice to meet you. I'm Jay.
You too.
Do you have a favorite movie of all time?
Oh, that's hard. I would probably say The Dark Knight.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. Fantastic movie. And Heath Ledger's great in
that. Oh, man. Just the best.
Do you have a movie that you absolutely can't stand?
That's hard. I might say, maybe Bridesmaids or something like that. Like, it's still funny.
Yeah.
And everything, but I don't know.
I used to say Batman and Robin, and then I saw that awful Harold and Kumar Christmas movie.
Oh, I haven't even seen that yet.
Oh, save your money.
Yeah, shoot. I was hoping it would be good. That sucks.
Yeah, I was disappointed because the first one was so awesome.
I know, I love the first two.
Yeah.
Actually. The second one's okay.
They should have stopped at the second.
Yeah.
Cool.
Just killed it off.
Oh, definitely.
Awesome.
From the Valentine's Day list, Candy Hearts, good idea or not?
I don't really like the Candy Hearts myself.
Yeah, me neither.
They are
terrible.
Yeah, definitely.
They're a fictional couple?
Fictional couple? Tyler Durden and Marla Singer from Fight Club.
Oh, nice. Great answer, actually. Thank you, man.
Yeah.
And what's the geekiest item that you own?
Ooh. I don't have, I wish I had more. I actually have a big Heath Ledger poster all dressed up as the Joker and stuff like
nice.
That. Yeah, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
I like that. Cool. Thanks, man. I appreciate you being on the podcast and have some candy and a magnet.
Right on. Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
Amber.
Hi, Amber. Nice meeting you. I'm Jay. We're going to ask you a couple of the Valentine's Day geek questions today. Do you have any favorite romantic movies?
Do I?
Yeah.
Like The Notebook.
Popular answer.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
That's a good one. No, not really.
Okay, cool. Any favorite slow songs?
Yeah, not really.
Okay, Candy Hearts, good idea or not?
Good idea.
Cool.
Candy's always good.
Oh, definitely. And in honor of the Olympics this week, do you have a favorite Olympic event?
I like the luge.
Cool. And if a superhero was going to take part in the Olympics, who do you think would be best?
Wonder Woman.
Good answer. Cool. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Happy Valentine's Day.
God.
Okay. Well, welcome to the podcast. I'll ask you a couple Valentine's Day questions. Do you have a favorite romantic movie?
I do. Pretty Woman.
Cool. Good answer. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Fictional couple. Yes, I do. That would be Sharon and Nicholas on The Young and the Restless.
Funny enough, not the first person to say that today. Cool. And wrap it up with one more question. Candy hearts, good idea or not?
Absolutely a good idea. What's better than a sweet for your sweetie?
Oh, nice answer. Thank you. Thanks for answering some questions. Happy Valentine's Day and candy for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, well, welcome to the segment. Do you have a favorite movie?
Romantic movie?
Or any movie at all.
Well, since Valentine's Day, I'll say Life is Beautiful.
Okay. Cool.
It's a lovely film.
Definitely. Good flick. If they were going to make a Seitel movie, who would you want to play you?
Kelsey Grammer.
Okay. Frasier will be playing you in the movie then. What's the geekiest thing that you own?
That I own?
Yeah.
A Galileo thermometer.
Nice. And I'll ask you one more from the Valentine's Day list. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Mother Nature and Father Time.
Nice. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome.
Help yourself some candy and happy Valentine's
Day. Thank you.
All right. Welcome to the segment. Do you have a favorite movie?
That's going to have to be... Oh, so many good ones. Transformers 3, I have to say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Dark Side of the Moon.
Cool. Is there a movie you absolutely can't stand?
Police Academy.
Oh, yes. The whole series, actually.
Yep.
And one last question. What's the geekiest item that you own?
My dog.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Thanks, man. Help yourself some candy and have Valentine's Day.
Beautiful. Thanks, man.
Do you have a favorite romantic or chick flick movie? Or one that you've been dragged to, maybe?
No. Not really. No. Not that I can remember.
Oh, no problem. If you could date a superhero, who would you pick to date?
Wonder Woman.
Ah, good choice, good choice. And a couple of Olympics questions here as well. Do you have a favorite Olympics event?
Olympics, I'm really watching some of that. Let's see. Running, so it's all the running events.
Cool.
Yeah.
And if the Olympics let in superheroes, who do you think would kill the Olympics?
Superman.
Definitely. Thanks, man.
Okay.
All right, hi. Welcome to the podcast, and your name is?
Katie.
Hi, Katie. Nice to meet you. I'm going to ask you a couple Valentine's Day questions. Do you have a favorite romantic movie?
The Notebook.
Popular answer. How about favorite fictional couple?
I'm watching a show called Rain, and I like Sebastian and... Mary, but they're kind of real people, so like from history. So not fictional, but the fictional.
Yeah, my wife will be glad to hear that answer. She loves that show.
I love it.
Cool. I haven't watched it myself
yet. I don't want her with Francis, but I know she's going to be with Francis because that's what happens in real life. And then he actually does die.
Oh. Good times. If you could date a superhero, who would you date?
I would be Superman because he has big muscles.
Cool. And nothing stops him but kryptonite. And I'll ask you one last question. Candy hearts, is that a good idea or not?
Candy hearts?
Yeah, those little candy hearts with the phrases on them.
No.
Yeah, they taste like chalk usually.
Yes.
Okay, cool. Well, thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. You too.
All right, please welcome back to the program, Alyssa.
Woo-hoo.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How are you?
Not too bad.
Okay.
I'll give you a couple off the Valentine's Day list.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite romantic movie?
Probably The Notebook, but like I'm not too keen on Valentine's Day, but that's probably one of my favorite
romantic movies. Good answer, actually. if you were going to date a superhero, who would you date?
That's actually a good question. Thor.
Nice. Everyone's been saying Batman because he's rich in real life, I guess.
Yeah. No, that doesn't surprise me. I wanted to be a little different than that one.
That's cool. candy hearts, good or not?
They're tasty, but sometimes the messages are kind of funky.
Yeah, sometimes they taste like chalk.
I know, that's why I don't really like them, but if they're offered, I will eat them. It's candy.
I guess so. Good answer. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Edward and Bella from Twilight, but other than that, no.
Cool. All right, so here's ones I thought of for you.
Okay.
What is your favorite Pokemon character?
Oh, Ninetales. Ninetales cool. is my favorite because I got her tattooed on me.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Now, you're an artist. Do you have a favorite character to draw?
Not particularly.
Just whatever?
No, it's whatever I'm feeling at the time, but cool. it usually varies.
Cool. Favorite Disney movie?
Favorite Disney movie is Beauty and the Beast, by far.
Cool.
Best
yeah,
one.
Favorite Disney princess?
Belle.
Cool. And I don't think we established before, but if there's a Cytel movie, who's going to play you?
Who's going to play me?
Yeah.
That's actually a really good question. I've never even thought of that.
Okay.
I'm going to now, but
cool.
I have no clue.
Well, let us know if you have an answer later, because I'd like to hear
it. I will definitely be thinking about that for the rest of my lunch.
Cool. Well, thanks a lot again.
No problem.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day.
All right, welcome back to the program, Shauna. Hi.
Hi, Captain.
How are you?
Oh, just dandy. How are you?
Oh, just swell. So, recently you watched just about every Batman movie that was made?
Yes.
All right, so I have a couple questions for you about that.
Okay.
Did you actually end up having a favorite of those?
Oh my God, which one was it? Oh, the one with Val Kilmer was awesome.
Batman Forever?
Yes.
Cool. So I'm assuming, was he your favorite Batman actor then?
He was my favorite out of costume, but my favorite in costume, I'm sorry, was George Clooney, because he just looked so sexy in that.
I thought Val Kilmer was a good Bruce Wayne. That was my opinion.
Yeah.
And he didn't smile at everything. Well, who'd you think was the worst Batman then?
Oh my God, Michael Keaton was horrible.
Oh, really?
And I'm not a big fan of Christian Bale. It did not suit it right.
He does that voice.
That voice, like, Val Kilmer and George Clooney can pull off the deep voice, but Christian Bale just couldn't.
No. It hurts my voice just thinking about it.
Yes.
Okay, did you have a favorite of the villains in those movies?
Oh my God. Jim Carrey was just hilarious as the Riddler. My personal favorite.
Cool. So what's going to be your next set of superhero movies you watch?
Well, we're starting off on X-Men next week.
Ah, cool.
So we're going to start from the beginning. We've already watched Wolverine just to get the feel of Wolverine, but we're going to start from the beginning for that.
Did you like Wolverine?
It was actually really good.
Cool. Actually, I'll ask you a couple of the Valentine's Day questions we wrote today.
Okay.
Do you have a favorite romantic movie? Is it The Notebook, like everybody
yes.
else today?
I wanted to say something different other than The Notebook.
I would say Die.
Time Traveler's Wife. That was the only Christian Bale movie that I actually liked.
That was a good one, yeah. Okay. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Yeah.
What is it?
Sailor Moon and Tuxedo Mask.
Were they a couple?
Oh, yeah.
You know
they get married.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You didn't know?
No.
You gotta watch Sailor Moon to find out.
Do you know why they called him Tuxedo Mask?
Because he wears a tuxedo and he's got a mask on.
Thank you. No one else has ever... Okay. Now, if you could date a superhero, who would you pick?
Oh, man, I'd so pick Thor.
That's what Alyssa said.
I'd so pick Thor.
Everybody else was Batman today, and you
I
guys were Thor.
I would leave my boyfriend and take Thor.
All righty. Excellent. Candy hearts, is it a good idea or not?
I hate candy hearts.
They're too chalky.
No. Okay, so those are the candy hearts, not the cinnamon ones. Okay.
Or any of them, like those hearts with the writing on them that taste like chalk.
Yeah, those are horrible.
Okay, and I do have to ask you about a couple celebrities that recently got together.
Okay.
Get your opinion on it. So Superman and Wonder Woman have recently started dating. Good idea, or should he just stick with Lois Lane?
He should just stick with Lois Lane.
Cool. All righty then. Thank you very much for answering.
Thank you, bud.
Happy Valentine's Day. Have
you
some
too.
Candy. All right, we have Laura Lee here, and we're going to ask her some Valentine's Day questions. What's your favorite romantic movie? Or do you even like romantic movies?
I like Shrek.
Okay.
That's a romantic movie.
Good answer, and not The Notebook like everyone else has said. If you could date a superhero, who would you like to date?
Spider-Man.
Any reason for, in particular?
No.
All right.
My kitty cat's named after him. How's that?
Oh, okay.
His name is Parker.
Nice. That is cool. Are candy hearts terrible or not?
Yes.
Cool. Let's see. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
No.
Okay, I'll ask you one more. It's actually Olympic related since that's going on right now.
Oh, okay.
Well, ask for two. Do you have a favorite Olympic event?
For winter, skating.
Yeah, skating. Mm-hmm. And if a superhero could join the Olympics, who do you think would crush the Olympics? And what would be your pick for superhero to kick ass at the Olympics?
Batman on the luge.
Oh, okay.
Luge is it called?
Luge.
Like
the
bobsledding. Yeah.
Cool. All right.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you. Do I get a candy too?
You do?
I thought you.
All right, I'll ask you a few questions off the Valentine's Day list. Do you have a favorite romantic or chick flick movie? Or one they even forced to go to?
Forced?
Was it The Notebook?
Yeah, I was forced when I was like 10. Yeah, I was forced by like my sister and a couple of years later. So yeah, Notebook.
Okay, cool. I was forced to see Titanic, so it'll. So
yeah, that
good.
Works too. Yeah.
All right. You have a favorite fictional couple?
Spider-Man and Spider-Woman, I guess.
Cool.
There we go.
Well, I was actually going to bring you to my next question. Recently, there's been a couple celebrities that have hooked up. Wanted to get your opinion on it. Superman and Wonder Woman are now dating. Is this a good idea, or should he just stick with Lois Lane?
Stick with Lois Lane. What the fuck is he doing?
Nice. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
But enough that you can make fun of people, eh?
Ah!
No.
Do you have a favorite movie?
Yes, Naked Lunch.
Okay. Cool. Peter Weller, I think, was the star of that.
I'm not so good on the actors.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No problem. Do you have least favorite movie?
Least favorite movie?
Yeah, one that you can't stand.
Yes, Showgirls.
Good answer, actually.
Thanks.
Cool. Now, if they were going to make a Seitel movie, who would you like to play you in the movie?
To play me?
Yeah.
Al Roker, actually. He's not an actor, but I'd like to see him play me.
Okay. And finally, what's the geekiest item you own?
Geekiest item I own?
Yeah.
Well, I think it would have to be a parallel printer cord.
Okay.
Which, that's more of a museum geek thing.
Oh, that's all right.
Than a pure geek.
Oh, no problem. That's still a good answer.
Yeah, thanks.
Oh, no problem. Well, thanks for answering, and help yourself to candy.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, I'll ask you a few questions from our geek survey. Do you have a favorite movie?
I do. Thor.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, Thor is my favorite movie.
Nice. Did you like the sequel?
I haven't seen the sequel.
Oh.
I haven't seen the sequel yet. I'm trying to.
You're in for a good time, sir.
I'm trying to download it.
Okay. How about least favorite movie?
Ooh. Least favorite movie is going to have to be Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah?
And it's just because as they continue, it just kept getting worse and worse. So that had to be my least favorite.
Oh, okay. True. Do you have a favorite TV show?
It's got to be Rookie Blue.
I actually watched that. I like that.
Yeah, Rookie Blue.
Cool show. Any movies you're looking forward to this year?
I haven't really checked to see the ones that were coming out. It's like,
there's another Spider-Man.
Yeah, right. No, there was. I think there was one. It was called War, W-A-A-R. It was a foreign movie. I haven't been able to watch that one yet, but I was looking forward.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, thanks a lot for taking part in this, and help yourself some candy, man. Thanks, man. All right, so welcome back to the program, James. Hey, man.
Hey, how's it going?
Not too bad. So I've got some questions here. Some of them I specifically wrote for you, actually.
Oh, great. That's always fun.
All right. So let's say you become ruler of the Earth,
okay.
And you order the destruction of all but three movies. What three movies do you save?
Oh, shit. Trainspotting. I gotta be a benevolent dictator. Empire. I don't care about the other two, just Empire. And gotta be something really pretentious. Christ. Third Man.
Alright.
I love that movie.
Alright. Let's say, who would you pick if all the actors that played James Bond had to fight to the death? Who would you choose as the winner in that match? And let's say they're all in their prime.
Oh, I was going to say the youngest.
Yeah.
Let's see. Roger Moore never had a prime.
So he's out first.
So he's out. He should just kill himself first. Nobody cares about George Lazenby. Part of me wants to give it to Daniel Craig just because he's bulky, but I got to give it to Timothy Dalton because he's wily.
All right.
I think he would win. No offense to Sean Connery.
All right. What's a worse sequel idea? And these are actual sequels coming out. Vacation 5 or Naked Gun 4?
Naked Gun 4.
Can't do it without Leslie Nielsen.
Can't do it without O.J.
True. They could always let him out of jail for the day. All right. All right, let's say there's going to be a Seitel movie made. Who plays you in the film?
Oh, God. Who's the worst actor we can think of? Because that's who we could afford.
The worst actor? Oh, that's true.
I know Ian Ziering is busy with more sharks.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, that's actually difficult to say. Peter Weller can always be bribed for liquor money.
Okay.
Also, he'd be worth having around just because he's a good art historian. So, yeah, screw it. Get 2-in-1 in there. I could always use more art history.
All right, so RoboCop's playing you.
Yeah, he was good in Naked Lunch.
You know, someone picked that earlier as their favorite movie.
They should. That movie's awesome. I'm just surprised anyone else has seen it.
Yeah, I think I saw it when I was drunk once.
Oh, I've seen it when I was drunk many times.
Cool. Are there any movies at all that you're looking forward to this year?
Oh, I still haven't seen so much stuff from last year or anything. Like, I'm still so far behind on movies. Like, I still haven't seen There Will Be Blood.
Oh, that's from
from a while ago.
Yeah.
This year, though... I still want to see Inside Llewyn Davis. I hear that's supposed to be pretty good.
Yeah, I heard that too.
So that, and I guess what the hell's coming out this year? I'm an old man, Jay. I don't know what's
going on. You're an old man. I'm drawing a blank now.
Whatever. I think there'll be something.
All right.
I will actually go to a theater first time in 5 years.
Cool.
In theory.
All right, cool. Let's see. let's see. What else can I ask you from this list that might be funny?
Oh, I don't know.
I don't know. Well,
screw it. Make up something.
Make up something. All right. Oh, I have some Olympic questions.
I've been watching, so.
Have you actually? Or?
No, I've not seen a damn thing.
Oh, me neither.
For various reasons.
Well, let's say there was a superhero. They allowed superheroes in the Olympics. Who would you say would crush it at the event?
The Hulk.
Cool. A lot of people said Wolverine today. No.
Look, he can go fast, but he can't jump the same amount of speed, right?
Right. And he can't break any bones. Yeah. He'd probably cheat.
He's probably going to... I mean, I know he's Canadian. That's why everyone said that. But screw that.
Yeah. All right, and I know it's Valentine's Day. Do you give a crap about Valentine's Day?
We'll see how the rest of the evening goes.
Oh, there you go. There you go.
Probably not.
Not.
Yeah, hearts.
Candy hearts, good or not?
Not as good as rockets.
Rockets, yes. At least rockets don't taste like chalk.
It depends on how old they are, yeah.
Cool. And if we're going with the Valentine's Day theme, do you have any favorite fictional couples?
Whatever couple was killed first in My Bloody Valentine.
Excellent. And I got to ask you this about a couple celebrities that recently got together. Get your opinion on this.
It's all terrible.
Well, Superman and Wonder Woman have gotten together, and they've hooked up. Do you think this is a good idea, or should you just stick with Lois Lane?
Well, I mean, if we're going to take Brent, from Mallrats, his old joke about Wonder Woman being the only person that's made for him, I suppose. I guess that's good for everyone in general.
Cool.
I'm not sure how much Wonder Woman's going to want to put up with this shit, though.
That's right.
I mean, she comes from an island of all women. This is a serious downgrade for her, probably.
That's true. And, you know, he could never lie. She's got that rope.
Oh, yeah, friggin' rope. That's such crap. That's a really lame superpower.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah.
It's like a lie detector.
Who needs a lie detector when you have a gun?
That's true. He's got those bracelets, though, that deflect the bullets.
Look, we all love Linda Evans, but that doesn't make it true.
All right. All right, man. Well, I appreciate you taking time to answer these questions again and try and have a good Valentine.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure. We'll see. Just be at the bar.
All right. Thanks, man.
See ya.
All right. What would be your least favorite movie of all time?
Oh, my least favorite movie of all time, probably the Twilight movie. The first one, my sisters got me to see that, and I kind of want my life back after I saw that.
I could imagine.
It was pretty bad. It was horrible CGI, horrible acting. So
cool. If they were going to make a movie about Seitel, who would you want to play you?
Sylvester Stallone.
Nice. Good answer. All right. Any movies you're looking forward to this year?
You know what? RoboCop doesn't look too bad. But I'm more looking forward to Game of Thrones, which is a TV show. I'm a big fan of that. I read the books and I'm pretty excited for that.
Well, it's funny. I've yet to read a bad review of the new RoboCop. Like, it looks like a bad idea on paper, and I'll check it out. Obviously, big fan of the old one. But Michael Keaton's in it.
Yeah, I mean, it looks good. The CGI looks good, which can't say too much about the old CGI. But, no, I mean, it looks good. There's a couple big actors in it, so I'm kind of excited.
And I think they filmed it in Hamilton as well.
I didn't know that.
I thought that was pretty cool. I wanted to leave here one day and try and get on the set.
And actually, I think they're coming out with a second SpongeBob movie as well.
Oh, yeah.
There's rumors, but I don't know too much. I kind of enjoyed the first one. So I'd be amusing to see that if it came out this year.
Yeah, the first one was pretty funny. I admit that.
David Hasselhoff.
Yeah. Oh, cool. Let's see. Ask you a couple off the Valentine's Day list. Do you have a favorite fictional couple?
Favorite fiction? No, I don't.
Oh, okay. How about a favorite chick flick?
My favorite chick flick is probably, well, I don't know if this is considered a chick flick, but probably The Proposal.
Oh, that's a good movie.
That was a funny one. I found that one fairly amusing.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. All right. If you could date a superhero, who would you choose?
Oh, damn it. If I was a guy and I was dating a female superhero.
Yeah.
That's a good question. I don't know. I'm tempted to say Catwoman, but no one has said that one today. I would probably lean more towards Catwoman.
Definitely. All right. Cool. And in honor of the Olympics, I'll ask one question. If they allowed superheroes in the Olympics, who do you think would crush it?
Superman, the Man of Steel, nice. For sure. I mean, he's got the steel. He's got the speed, so if anything, doesn't matter how many times he screws up, he'll beat everybody else's time and at least get that.
All right, cool. All right, well, thanks a lot, man. I appreciate it. Have some candy, and happy Valentine's Day.
Likewise.
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.